The result of the mock election, Florentina held her breath, for President of the United States is 13 votes for Edward Winchester. Florentina nearly cheered. She'd won. And 12 votes for Florentina Rosnovsky. Two people left their papers blank, which is called abstaining. Florentina couldn't believe it. I therefore declare Edward Winchester, representing Wendell Willkie, to be the new president. It was the only election FDR lost that year. But Florentina was unable to disguise her disappointment and ran to hide in the girls' locker room to be sure no one could see her crying. When she came out, she found Mary Gill and Susie Jacobson waiting for her. "It doesn't matter," said Florentina, trying to put a brave face on the result. "At least I know both of you supported me." "We couldn't." "Why couldn't you?" asked Florentina in disbelief. "We didn't want Miss Evans to know that we weren't sure how to spell your name," said Mary. On the way home, after Miss Treadgold had heard the story 7 times, she made so bold as to ask if the child had learned anything from the exercise. "Oh, yes," replied Florentina emphatically. "I'm going to marry a man with a very simple name." Abel laughed when he heard the story that night and repeated it to Henry Osborne over dinner. "Better keep your eyes on her, Henry, because it won't be long before she's after your seat. I've got 15 years before she can vote, and by then I'll be ready to hand the constituency over to her. What are you doing about convincing the International Relations Committee that we ought to be in this war? FDR will do nothing until the result of the election is known. Everybody is aware of that, including Hitler. If that's so, I pray that Britain won't lose before we join in, because America will have to wait until November to confirm FDR as president." During the year, Abel broke ground on 2 more hotels, in Philadelphia and San Francisco, and had begun his first project in Canada, the Montreal Baron. Although his thoughts were rarely far from the success of the group, something else still remained on his mind. He wanted to be in Europe, and it wasn't to build hotels.